Johnny Hero, where great music lives. U105.
And Kimmy Rhodes is going to be on the air very shortly.
On a Mexico in bed, y'all. People really treat you kind. Why, Freightliner, won't you steal away my mind? Broken bodies, broken bones, broken voices on broken bones. Take a deep breath, feel like you're choking. Oh, everything is broken. You've got to get yourself together. You've got stuck in a hole and you can't get out of it. We'll keep learning how to a lifelong broken heart.
Brilliant stuff from Kimmy Rhodes, and Kimmy's here. How you doing?
I'm doing
brilliant
great,
to see
Johnny.
You again.
Thanks for
so
having us back.
Introduce the group.
Well, it's always good to introduce people on the radio because you can't see who they are. Over, in this corner over here on the guitar, it's a kind of a family thing today.
Yeah,
I always
said
I'd never be in a family band, and that's all I do is be in a family band. But my son, Gabriel Rhodes, on the guitar here, producer, engineer,
he does everything. Does he? You raised him properly.
I raised him right. And there's another one I raised right here too. The next one on the farm team is Jolie Goodnight.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Jolie Goodnight. Yeah. That's it's like getting like the Osmonds now, isn't it?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, there's no infighting.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've been a very regular visitor here, and people sort of speak about you very affectionately. What is it? What? How have you made this connection?
I'm hooked. I know. What did you say when I came in? You said you play here more than local people. Now, I was just here about 6 months ago, but I wanted to come back this time because there were places we didn't get to play last time. It's small country and places are too close together, and there were places that we wanted to play that we didn't get to play, and I wanted to bring Jolie with me. Her record's coming out. It's on our label. It's the first, besides my own records, it's the only and first release of another artist that I've put on my label that I've had for 30 years.
Yeah.
So we put Jolie's record out, and we just thought it'd be fun to be like gypsies and come over here and all.
But has it surprised you how you've made that connection with the audiences here?
You know, at first it did, but
if you can explain this, people will buy this off you, you know?
Okay, well.
How to make that connection.
I've never been the best at explaining things, how much time you got, but but I just think for me, and there may be people out there who disagree, but I'm a writer first, and I don't just write songs, I write books and I write plays, and I've always thought that one of the main things that I love about the audiences here and the appeal of me to them is my writing, because it's a literary country. People get it on lyrics and they're used to reading books. And so I just think that it's an artist writer culture that's friendly to people like me. And I'm not the only one. I mean, there are other people here too.
Really do, you know, they sort of they're attracted to you right away.
Short answer is we just dig each other.
Yeah, but that's it, you know, because other bands will come and go and people will go, oh yeah. Yeah, they were okay. But it's different with you.
Well,
it has been different with you.
I'm happy about that, but we always try to, you know, I was raised in the Willie Nelson school of, I went to Willie Nelson University, where I was taught always try to give people a good show and make sure they get their money's worth. And I think about that every time I put a set list together and every time I plan a tour and everything I do. So I hope some of it's because people think they're getting a good show when they come
in. It works. And I know the messages will come in throughout the day, and then we'll put the interview up on Facebook later for people who can't listen now. And then the messages will come in, and every time we feature you, it's all full of compliments, you know.
Oh, thank you.
It's just
well,
you have
thanks, thanks out there.
You have been
we'll
embraced.
Tweet and
you're,
retweet.
You're sort of almost like one of us now, you know.
I am one of you now. I hope so. I want to be.
Yeah. So the last album was Covers, the latest one.
Yeah, I did a covers record. I did all cover songs. You can't imagine how much self-control it took to not put even one of my songs on that record, because I haven't ever done that before. I'd never made a record of all other people's songs. So I became disciplined. I threw a party at the house and invited all our favorite musicians, and Gabe produced it. And we had so much fun picking out songs. And I actually have been doing a radio show myself called Radio Dreams.
Yeah.
And and well, it's not on the air right now. We're working on it, you know. But I've been digging around in songs and looking for things. It's kind of a little documentary type radio show that I did as a tribute to Joe Gracie, my husband, when he passed away, and because he was a famous American DJ. And just digging around in other people's songs kind of made me want to sing some of them. And so we did that. We did the covers.
Yeah, but you, as a writer, and you immerse yourself so much in music, it must have been a nightmare trying to narrow down how many tracks you wanted on this album.
About one day, it was a nightmare. And then I thought, okay, this is not any fun, so I'm just not going to get too precious about it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to do like I would do if I were writing the songs. I'm going to pick songs that say what I want to say right now, at this moment of time, and not worry about the entire world of songs out there, because, boy, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, on the album, there's a U2 song. There's a Rodney Crowell song. There's a Rolling Stones song, a Beatles song. And that's before we get into Mark Knopfler. And
two Dillons and a Townsend's Aunt.
All kinds of stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of made it up as I went along, just like I do everything, you know?
That's great. If you can do that and that's your attitude and it's working, that is brilliant, you know.
Well, it's the only way it was going to work for me, because otherwise I would be completely overwhelmed trying to do a covers record, because think of how many great songs are out there, and it was my one chance in my mind to do that. So I just tried to focus on what do I want to say right now and what songs will accomplish that. That song, Adam's song that you mentioned, the Rodney Crowell song, I want to say that people can go to my website, thekimmyrhodes.com, and get a free download of that. And I have to say that song that Rodney wrote, I could not have written a song that would have better stated how I felt and what I had to say at the time. There's no way I could have written a song that would have said from my heart more what I had to say. So, and we do it as a duet, too. So it's fun to be like a singer, take off the songwriter hat and be a singer and select songs that you want to sing.
Brilliant. Right, so about the live gigs, tell me, where are you?
Well, tonight we're in Lisburn, but it's sold out, so we're spilling over into the Bronte Center on Monday, the 24th of March. Anybody that didn't get to come to the gig in Lisburn, their tickets now at the Bronte Center in Rathfrieland on Monday. You can come to that. And then tomorrow night, we're at the Ardoin Theater in Enniskillen.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday the 26th, we're just north of here, Flowerfield Arts Center in Port Stewart. It's a short tour, just a quick in and out.
But it's great. So the Island Arts Center, folks, sadly, if you haven't got your tickets, is sold out.
I think there might be one. Yeah. There's a lone wolf out there.
If you ring now.
But
now,
it's just 6 miles down the road or something to the Bronte on Monday, and it's a great venue.
Yeah. So if you can't get into Lisburn, it's, intimate. You don't say smaller, more intimate.
Yeah.
It's
it's very intimate.
Up close and personal
extremely intimate.
Right, you're going to sing a song for us?
Well, what we're going to do is Jolie. There's the Cyndi Walker song, speaking of covers, one of my favorite women Texan-American songwriters is a woman named Cyndi Walker. Many people have covered her songs, Ray Charles and all sorts of people. Ray Charles covered this song. Jolie, tell them what you're going to do there.
Well, we're going to do a song called You Don't Know Me, and that's the Cyndi Walker tune.
And this is Jolie's radio debut. Come out, Jolie's in the act.
Yeah.
See us.
We're on the map now. This is a radio debut. We're going to make mileage out of this. Go ahead, folks.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. Now you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watched you walk away beside the lucky guys. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I ever been. 'Cause you don't know me. For I never knew aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watched you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you'll never, ever know the one who loves you so. You don't know me. Well, you don't know.
Absolutely terrific. I have to say that's beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Well done. Island Arts Centre sold out. Bronte Centre on Monday. Let me see. Oh, tomorrow Ard Owen and Enniskillen. Mm-hmm. Bronte on Monday and Flowerfield Centre in Port Stewart on Wednesday. Listen, thank you.
Johnny, thank you for letting us back in so soon. I promise I'm not going to be back for a year.
No, don't be saying that. You come in anytime. You're
it's going to be a year. We're working on
you're
a
like
new
one
record.
Of the, you're like one of the neighbors. You don't even have to knock the door. You can just come in.
Just stomp on in. Well, we're writing a bunch of new songs and recording. We've got a new record called Cowgirl Boudoir out in 1 year. We'll be back.
There's loads of comments coming in. Nola Sparks says, brilliant.